Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government lifting restrictions on settlement construction in East Jerusalem, and municipal authorities are approving the building of hundreds of new homes, but the government postponed the annexation of a West Bank settlement. Russell Stone, professor emeritus at American University's Center of Israel Studies, spoke with VOA.
It shows you the extent to which American influence was affecting Israeli policy with regard to settlements, and now he thinks it's a new ballgame, or at least that there is a vacuum between now and when a new policy attitude is established by the Trump government.
Mr. Netanyahu also spoke by phone with the new U.S. President, Donald Trump, who invited him to the White House in February. Two spoke about Iranian threats, Syria, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital Banjul to secure President Adamo Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. People took to the streets to celebrate Jammeh's departure and Barrow's leadership. This woman said under Jammeh they could never have gathered in the streets.
For me, today is independence, because everybody has the right to speak. If he was here, he would not allow this crowd to stand here, and you would not have been allowed to come here.
There is no word right now on when Barrow will be returning to Banjul. A Cameroon military helicopter has crashed near the country's northern border with Nigeria, killing the commander of the nation's troops. Three others also died. General Jacob Koji was coordinating the fight against the Boko Haram insurgency that has left 25,000 people dead. This is VOA News. President Trump is due to meet with House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan and sign a number of executive orders today as his administration begins its first full week of work. White House did not elaborate on what issues would be the subject of those orders. They also announced on January 31st, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto will be at the White House. During a staff swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Trump said immigration and the North American Free Trade Agreement will be on the agenda of their meeting. He also offered to help the people of the U.S. state of Georgia, where a severe storm system spun off apparent tornadoes, scattering destruction everywhere while claiming at least 18 lives.
I just spoke with Governor Nathan Deal of Georgia. Great state, great people. Florida affected, Alabama affected by the tornadoes, and just expressed our sincere condolences for the lives taken. Tornadoes were vicious and powerful and strong, and they suffered greatly. So we'll be helping out the state of Georgia.
Across the U.S. and the state of California, the third and most powerful in a series of storms pounded the southern part of that state, causing heavy flooding and raising concerns about damaging mudslides. California normally deals with droughts, and even though winter rain is common, it isn't usually to this extent. Syria's warring factions are in the capital, Kazakhstan, for ceasefire talks today hosted by Russia, Turkey, and Iran. Northeastern University analyst Yasser Munif tells VOA arrangements are emerging between Moscow and Damascus.
There is no need to make any concessions to the opposition, and that the infighting should go on and they should take over major regions around the Damascus area and in the south and the north. And the Russians want to move from playing a major role in the conflict and backing the Syrian regime to a position of being the host and a neutral power hosting the meeting and possibly a new agreement.
It is unclear whether the rebels and the Syrian government will meet in face-to-face talks, which are aimed primarily at shoring up a nearly month-old ceasefire arranged by Russia and by Turkey. After Sunday voting in France, the center-leaning Manuel Valls will face the more liberal Benoît Hamon in a runoff on January 29th. It is when the left-leaning voters will choose their candidate to confront conservative and nationalist rivals in the presidential election. Hamon won more than 36% of the vote to Valls, 31%. With Europe shifting to the right, the deeply unpopular president, François Hollande, ruling himself out, competition expected to be tough for the socialist nominees in the presidential race in April and May.
That's the latest world news from VOA.